Not only are we feeling good, but everybody in our building is feeling good. So much better than this time yesterday when we were in a full-blown coffee emergency.
It was total chaos. I made two pots today without any problems.
Should say we were in a full-blown no-coffee emergency because our coffee maker, which is directly plumbed into the wall, feeds off the plumbing system, was malfunctioning, and I think it ended up getting replaced altogether. So imagine...
the serviceman was here yesterday. Right. He's the most revered man in this building.
We love him. We love him so much, and we love our downstairs neighbors who offered use of their Keurig just to get us through this very, very difficult time. One of these days, we're going to wise up, run down to Target, buy a $20 old school coffee pot, and just have it as a backup so we don't ever have to go through this again.
I did that 25 years ago in this very studio.
In this very building? Isn't that funny?
Plugged it into the space heater and brought two radio stations off the air.
Okay, maybe be careful where you plug it in.
Yeah.
Just don't plug it into the studio.
I still hear that story. I'll never live it down, ever.
That's an amazing feat that you were able to take two radio stations off the air using a coffee pot.
Well, the engineer's what are you doing plugging it into the space heater? Well, that's where the plug-in is. What are you doing running your two radio stations off a space heater? Yeah. Come on.
Something's wrong there. Well, there were a few of us in our building who were just climbing the walls because there was no coffee. But there were a couple of us who were feeling rather smug because we get our coffee on the outside.
That's right.
I was one of them. I usually drink one cup of coffee in the morning at my house, and then I have a cup of tea when I'm here. And I was trying to offer a little solution to one of our coffee drinkers. And I said, you know, we got black tea here. If you take two bags of black tea, it's about the same caffeine content. And he looked at me like I just offered him the greatest insult of his
the
life.
Death stare.
It's like, get away from me, tea boy. Go away, please.